What's up, everybody? Check this out. I grew up in Mississippi in church having to memorize this prayer called the Model Prayer, the Lord's Prayer. And there's a part of this prayer that we had to say every time we recited it, and it was, "Give us this day our daily bread." As I got older, I did some reading. I think I was actually in seminary, and I was reading a book regarding something called the Doctrine of Vocation. And I don't want to get into the weeds there, but it was this question that was asked regarding the model prayer, and that is, how does God answer the part of the prayer where we are instructed to pray, "Give us this day our daily bread"? How does God answer that prayer? And one theologian responded this way. He said he answers that prayer through the farmer who plants the grain. He answers that prayer through the workers who harvest it. He answers that prayer through the baker that bakes it. He answers that prayer through the stores that stock it and the people that sell it. I want you to catch this. Vocation. Vocare. God cares for his people utilizing the instrument of entrepreneurship. I want you to think about this. We literally eat. We are literally clothed. We literally have transportation. We literally have devices where we can press a button and see the face of our loved one all across the world, because someone acted entrepreneurially. So this is why I say without hesitation, without apprehension, that entrepreneurship done rightly isn't just a good idea, it's a God idea. I'm gonna say it again, entrepreneurship done rightly isn't just a good idea, it's a God idea. Now, let me unpack my understanding of entrepreneurship. There are a number of different approaches and takes and definitions of this. Here's mine. Entrepreneurship is this. It is the utilization of your education, your experience, your insight, your expertise, and your innovation in a way that solves a problem for others and creates a stream of income for you. Got me? So entrepreneurship is the utilization of your education and your experience and your insight and your expertise and your ideas, your innovation. It's the utilization of that in a way that solves a problem, which adds value to somebody else, and then creates a stream of income for you. Now, the utilization of that education, that experience, that expertise, that insight, that innovation, those ideas, the utilization of that, that's one skill. Knowing how to use it in a way that solves a problem for someone else, that's one skill. But then also having the recognition of the value that you've added to someone else is gonna create some appreciation in them, and they're gonna express that appreciation through compensation. That's a completely different skill. But I want you to think about this, because when you really think about innovation, who is the ultimate innovator? God. When you really look at even, just look at creation, look at the created order. Whoever created this place called Earth created it with humans in mind. I mean, it was built by design for humans. I mean, if there was like a difference in the carbon dioxide to oxygen ratio, it would be trouble for us. If the sun, I want you to think about the position of the sun. It's close enough where we get its heat, far enough away where we aren't consumed. Like, this is intelligent design. So God's the ultimate innovator. And through his innovation through his innovation, he cares for his creation. He cares for his creation through his innovation. And when you and I act entrepreneurially, and when we engage in innovation, what are we doing? We're also caring for creation. You are solving problems for people. that they may not have gotten solved any other way. See, I want you to think about it this way. That entrepreneurship, the goal of entrepreneurship isn't just, well, purpose-driven entrepreneurship, and that's a completely different teaching I'll have to do, but let's just frame it that way. The goal of the purpose-driven entrepreneur isn't simply to, and there's nothing wrong with this, but it isn't simply to accumulate possessions for oneself. It is to also express and show love for a neighbor. Innovation is one of the ways you love your neighbor well. When you create something that adds value to somebody's life, or when you take something that you know, that you've experienced, that you've been exposed to, and package it in a delivery system where it can get someone else a result that they couldn't get by themselves. It is the work of God. So God is not just at work in and through what we would call the gathered church. God is at work in and through what we would even call the scattered church, which includes business, and it includes bankers, and it includes doctors, and it includes accountants, and it includes lawyers. But when you and I are acting entrepreneurially, we're innovating. And that innovation is a way that we're able to care for creation. Now, let me also debunk a couple of other myths here. When I use the word entrepreneurship, oftentimes in different settings, people assume that I mean full-time entrepreneurship. And frankly, maybe this is another video too, but frankly, I don't believe most entrepreneurs should actually be full-time. Remember I said entrepreneurship is the utilization of your education, your experience, your expertise, your insight, your innovation, your ideas. It's the utilization of that in a way that solves a problem for someone else and then creates a stream of income for you. Now, for some, their stream is a river, but for others, their stream is a stream. And so if they're going to experience increase, and I'm not afraid of that word. I don't back up from that word. I don't teach prosperity theology, but I think a healthy biblical theology includes a degree of prospering. And that's completely different. That's completely different. Where prosperity is an end unto itself versus God's blessing manifesting itself in a multitude of ways, including, not exclusively, but including the financial arena. But for some people, acting entrepreneurially doesn't mean becoming a full-time business owner. For some people, acting entrepreneurially simply means utilizing what has historically been underutilized in your life in a way that adds value to someone else and creates a stream of income for you. Remember, someone is going to get value added to their life. There's going to be appreciation. And when they express that appreciation, they give you a certificate of compensation. I want you to think about this. So I got this shirt, but I can't sew. Like, I couldn't make the shirt. Like, so the only way for me to have clothes, I can't sew. So the only way for me to have clothes is someone else has to do the work, right? Someone else did the work, someone designed it, right? Someone sewed it, someone leased out space in a store, someone purchased racks, someone hired staff, someone got cash registers and hired cashiers, and so that all I have to do is just walk in. I don't have to do any of that. I just walk in a place, get what I need, someone solves a problem for me, and I'm able to give them a certificate of appreciation in the form of compensation for the value they just added to my life. So no, I don't think everyone should be a full-time entrepreneur, but I do believe most people could solve more problems for people and create additional streams of income for themselves if they acted entrepreneurially. If they took advantage of, properly utilized, stewarded properly, these ideas, these insights, and this knowledge that you have that will solve problems for someone else. It's not just the good idea. It's a God idea. And I'm hoping it's more than an idea for you, but that you take it to implementation.